Lynn Cheney and her husband, former Vice President Dick Cheney, will be in Laramie on February 17th discussing her new book called James Madison, A Life Reconsidered. The Cheneys will discuss the book at the Marion Rochelle Gateway Center at the University of Wyoming. The discussion begins at 4 p.m. Mrs. Cheney discusses the book with Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck.
Well, Lynn Cheney, first off, thanks so much for taking time to visit with us and talk about this. And one of the interesting things in researching you a little bit, you've been looking at James Madison for a long time. What I guess, was the first thing that got you interested in him?
Well, I think it was the bicentennial of the Constitution in 1987. I served on a commission that was in charge of the celebration of that event. And it just, as I learned more and more about the Constitution, made me appreciate ever more how great Madison's gift to it was. I think that without Madison, there wouldn't have been a Constitution.
Do you think that he just kind of gets lost because of, you know, you've got some pretty big hitters in front of him? Being the cleanup hitter, people sort of forgot about him?
I certainly think that he hasn't received the attention that, say, Washington or Jefferson has. And I think that his contribution, if perhaps not as great as Washington's, who was the greatest of all, it's at least equal to that of Jefferson. Now, they were very different men and very good friends. And one of the interesting things about the book is the opportunity to examine this friendship between two such different historical characters.
When you were looking at Madison, one of the things that I've just read a lot of things you've said over the last few months, and I think you felt that people have really gotten him wrong, that maybe he was too much of an academic. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, they tended to think of him as sickly, too, and I think that had a big impact on his character. And as I point out in his book, he did have a disorder, a kind of epilepsy that made him have to retire from the scene briefly every once in a while. But between those times when he was having these seizures, he was very fit. He went on these long and quite remarkable trips. It's true that he was perhaps the most intellectual of the founders, but he was the kind of intellectual that took his ideas and put them to public use. So he wasn't a person of the library. So he spent a lot of time there. That wasn't his only venue. He took his ideas and brought them forward to create a new government.
Strikes me as being very open-minded, changing his mind from time to time as he got more educated. Is that a fair description?
Well, educated by events, I guess. When the situation changed, Madison was quite willing to change his mind. So that was the kind of thing he did. He was worried at first that the country didn't have a strong enough government. And he was right about that. It was falling apart under the Articles of Confederation. But once Alexander Hamilton swung into power, Madison saw the danger that interpreting the Constitution to create too strong central government could create. And so he began to set himself for the idea that the state should have more power.
Talking with Lynn Cheney about her book, James Madison, A Life Reconsidered. We'll talk about an event she's going to have at the University of Wyoming here in just a little bit. I always love asking historians this when they write books, and you obviously get very deeply into his life. You tell us an awful lot about his experiences. And I'm curious what you thought of James Madison. What kind of a person was he?
I think he would have been a great conversationalist had I been a man, you know, and I could have had these conversations with him. It was a male-dominated society, and so the intellectual interchanges that Madison was so skilled at, and he had a wicked sense of humor as well, would have been enjoyed mostly by his male friends. He was, however, also deeply in love with Dolly. And I will say that writing about Dolly was one of the great and enjoyable, most enjoyable parts of writing this book. The two of them did well by one another. He obviously brought her onto a national stage, and she helped him present himself better. He wasn't the kind of person that would think to have a party on Saturday night and invite all his friends over, but Dolly was. And so she opened their house when they first moved to Washington to members of Congress. And when people saw him in a small group setting and saw how warm and convivial he could be, I think it increased their admiration for him. They had already admired him for his deep and penetrating intellect, and now they began to admire him as a warm and congenial person.
Well, you will be with former Vice President Dick Cheney here at the University of Wyoming on February 17th, a public discussion at 4 o'clock at the Marion H. Rochelle Gateway Center. If you've not been there yet, it's tremendous, and you'll enjoy that. Will these be hard-hitting questions from the Vice President? Are you ready for these?
Well, you know, he surprises me that he takes great delight in tossing out something that, yes, is hard, and that, no, I hadn't expected it. So I think it'll be enjoyable for us and for the audience.
It's usually fun listening to him and you interact, and it's going to be a great pleasure, I know, for a lot of folks. It's open and free to the public. Lynn Cheney, a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.